Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, editor of this April 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. I hope you're all keeping well and have enjoyed the sun, the rain, the wind and the snow. Your readers this month are regulars Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldry, and new reader Lorna Jesty. We will be hearing from Norfolk's newest Michelin star chef, the revival of the egret, a special legacy, and with our features and contributors, there's lots to hear about. So to get us underway, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
Funny month, April. I mean, funny ha-ha, what with all those April Fool jokes and all. I remember as a child watching a GOG, an apparently serious TV broadcast, showing the harvest from the Swiss spaghetti trees. Must have been a repeat, as the original was first shown in 1957 on the then very straight-laced BBC. It caused a bit of a stir at the time, I believe. When I was a young reporter on the Eastern Daily Press, the cry would come from our gnarled old news editors on March the 31st, "Who's got a good April Fool's piece then?" The answer was, in reality, none of us. We tried, but they were all a bit lame. It would be something clunky like Cromer Pier being sold to the French, who were going to take it apart and rebuild it in Marseille, or something. Actually, it may not even have been that far-fetched. And in this absurdist age, coming up with something credibly ridiculous, when the everyday news of our world is now so mind-bogglingly strange, isn't easy. But to save you scanning the pages of this issue looking for a piece about Professor Flora Poley of the John Innes Institute developing a self-peeling onion, or some such here, there are no April Fool japes. At least not intentional ones. We are human, after all. As I write, the cheaper prints are full of stories promising an April heatwave. Scorch up! Brits will be frying their Easter eggs on the pavement! Sort of nonsense. But, whatever the weather, have an outstanding April.